Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the boys are back in town. I mean, we never really left, but either way, you get it. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Bob Fesco will be doing sign language, so good thing you have us on Cody and Gold on the Fan. Just kidding. It says Dusty and Fesco. Mac rolls his eyes. Stop, man. It's only 6 o'clock. Don't get sassy. You got 3 hours tonight on After Hours. You're pulling in the... Yeah, he's pulling in the late shift. So Mac will have no voice tomorrow. And then everyone will really be pissed because I'll be the only one talking for 4 hours Wednesday through Friday.
We'll get through this.
This is Bob's week of being the throat goat.
I guess. But mine isn't because I'm sick. It's because I acted like a fool at the game the other day.
As you should have.
Yeah, exactly.
There are a few moments where it's okay to act like a fool.
It's 913, okay, right?
Yeah. 913-586-7965. What are the okay moments to act like a fool? I would say wedding, sporting event that ends in
a
result.
Who's wedding?
I mean, anybody's.
Yeah.
Do you not like weddings?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I love weddings. Like, I'll cut some rug.
What if the wedding does not have an open bar?
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Or what normally would happen. I've been to one of those. Been to one. And my buddy and I just went to the gas station, bought like a big case of beer, put it in a cooler, and just like walked out and drank. We're like, well, you didn't do it. You know, turn a blind eye, whatever. But for the most part, every wedding I've been to, I mean, Rob's had an open bar, and the girl that was bartending poured me a glass of wine that was like...
Like, you could swim in that glass of wine.
Yeah. It was bigger than Pinkles.
Yeah, it was, no doubt. I mean, it was a jumbo. There's no question about it. But, you know, I went to one wedding where they didn't have an open bar, and it was miserable, and they didn't have any booze at all. So it wasn't like, you know, you couldn't have a drink. It was there was nothing. So we did basically the same thing.
And yeah.
This was down to Wichita, in Wichita, I should say, so it made matters even worse because I was in Wichita at this wedding. But either way, did you see this woman who was complaining about the guests not giving her enough money at her wedding? And now she had to cancel her honeymoon over the weekend.
A guest didn't give her enough money?
The guests combined did not give her enough money. She only got $3,000 for cash and wedding gifts, and somebody gave her $10, and so she had to cancel her honeymoon. If you're relying on your wedding party, the people that are there to pay for your honeymoon and to give you cash, that's the wrong way to go about it. That makes you a Karen, I would like to say. And so this woman was complaining on social media that her friends and family and guests did not give her enough money to help her pay for her honeymoon. And so now she's canceling her honeymoon, and we're all supposed to feel bad for. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm so over that kind of stuff, man. Oh, nobody gave me enough money for my wedding. Do better in life.
Yeah, like Mac's wedding, I'd probably get rowdy at.
You think he's gonna have one and we're gonna get invited?
I mean, if we don't, that'd be kind of messed up.
You gonna do that thing down in Tennessee?
You'll get invited. It will be in Tennessee.
It will be in Tennessee.
Yeah,
perfect.
No, that's great.
No, Nashville.
Now I can finally go to Nashville.
I was going
to
say, it's an excuse. Yeah.
When are you getting married?
This is going to be.
That's $1 million.
You guys are going to hate this.
You're going to get married during the football season,
aren't
you?
It's going to be during the fall.
Yeah. Well, I've already got two weddings on September 7th next year, so I hate to break it to you. Don't do it that day.
Okay, don't do it then. All right.
Don't do it that day.
We'll schedule around.
I mean, I'm that guy. I'll fly to Nashville.
Of course, I wouldn't drive to Nashville.
Well, Mac will drive. Mac drives every other week.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What is it, 6 hours?
No, it's 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5,
long
drive. No, that's just fly in, fly out.
What I'll do is I'll download Red Zone on my phone, and I'll fly out perfectly where it matches, like
easy money. Yes.
You can get like a 6 a.m. flight, I'm sure, Sunday morning out of Nashville. I don't want that. Plenty of time.
I don't want that. I don't want to have to get up at like 4 after being up all night.
Oh, yes, you do, because then you're relying on the airline industry to keep things straight throughout the rest of the day.
Hey,
The odds of that happening are very slim,
hey,
right?
They said more canceled flights, more delayed flights.
No more delayed flights. That's right, because they got to give your money back now.
So you know you're getting out on time.
Yes.
You ain't lagging at the airport, dude.
That's a very good point now that rule is in place, right? Yeah.
No more delays. Weird. Because you get your money back.
All of a sudden, everybody's getting where they need to go on time these days in the airline industry, because the government said you're screwed if you don't. You got to refund the whole plane.
Spirit Airlines really picked up their game.
Did you see that story about Spirit Airlines yesterday? Landing in Haiti yesterday and getting shot by bullets, and they had to take back off and get out. All flights to Haiti have now been canceled by JetBlue and Spirit. Like, weird stuff, man.
Dang.
Unbelievable stuff. So have fun traveling this holiday season.
The video game Uncharted.
God.
From Uncharted to Sharded, man.
I mean, my God.
What would I do? What everybody told me to do my whole life, when you knew you were in a moment of doubt, put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got to do in that situation.
Like, on the plane, I'm like,
you can't duck and cover. I mean,
dear Lord, I'm sorry about everything I've done. You know, it's over, dude.
I mean, crazy stuff going on. Yeah. So, yeah, flying's fun. Everybody loves it. Yeah.
I hear you talk sports, so let's do that.
All right.
6:05 here on 96.5 The Fan. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for having us our opening morning monologue. I think we should do that more often. But anyways, yesterday, if you missed it on social media or wherever you get your information, the Royals had some honorees and finalists in baseball. And you ask yourself, how in the world are these clowns talking about baseball when there's a Chiefs-Bills game? I'll tell you why, because this is going to lead up to another segment where Bob, if his voice will hold up, takes the floor. But the Royals did something yesterday that was very impressive. Actually, the AL Central did something.
Impressive yesterday, yes.
Fan of the show, fan of the cheese blanket, manager Matt Cotrero is a finalist for Manager of the Year.
Awesome.
Also with Stephen Voigt and AJ Hinch.
Yeah.
Tigers, Guardians.
American League Central's got this thing on lockdown, baby.
I've got a little bit of an issue with Stephen Voigt being the favorite because I used it as a chef's comparison, right? Stephen Voigt, first-year manager, Cleveland, goes to the playoffs, wins the division, pretty much had the division from start to finish, almost like a wire to wire.
They almost lost it that one day we had a tie with them, right? Yeah.
And to me, Stephen Voigt got a kitchen with all the nice, you know, utensils, all the nice food, like a Bobby Flay type of Food Network kitchen, right? And then Matt Cotrero loses or wins 56 games and wins 30 more the next year. And his kitchen is, it's a, you know,
but they did go spend money on good appliances. They got stainless steel in there for him, you know.
But he wasn't, you know, expected to make something great with what he had.
No,
like Voigt got like a nice, hey, here you go. Cotrero goes from 56 to 86 in 1 year. You look at the MVP race, Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
Against the Yankees. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. Some tend to believe that Aaron Judge will win this award unanimously.
Well,
he's going to get every vote, and if he doesn't, Bobby might get a few because Soto ain't getting any. It's nice that he's up there. He had a good year, but it'll be either all Aaron Judge, 50 votes, or however many it is, and zero anybody else, or they'll be like 48-2.
I would hope the person who's voting out of Kansas City goes and votes for Bobby Witt Jr.
Right.
I think that's the right thing to do in this type of situation, and look, Aaron Judge, you know, had a great regular season. He sucks in the postseason. I know that doesn't count. Juan Soto is more of a valuable player than Aaron Judge is to a team. I hate to be that guy, but like Aaron Judge is going to run away with this thing and probably shouldn't run away with this thing. But, you know, it's just cool to be nominated, I guess, and be at the cool kids table if you're Bobby Witt Jr., right?
Yeah. Your name's on the map.
Yeah.
And then the last one before we get into some more information about the Royals moving forward. Cy Young finals. Not going to win. Tarik Skubal and Class A, who was the closer at a 0.61 ERA, and then the playoffs happened.
Tough,
but closer for Cleveland, starter for Detroit, starter for the Royals. The AL Central, dominant this year in awards, dominant this year in playoff appearances. Three teams get in, and there's three reasons why those teams are in, because of the players they built around and their managers that they built their teams around. That's what successful teams do. That's why the Royals were successful. And like we said, in this offseason this year, they don't need to have, you know, reconstructive facial surgery. They just do a touch up here or there, a little Botox in the cheek, take a little wrinkle out of the forehead and move forward. And when they do move forward, they'll have a place to play. Bob, the floor is yours as you let people know what the updates are in Royal Stadium and maybe Chief Stadium updates as well.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going on right now. And I think from what the conversations I was having with a lot of people yesterday, this thing is going to move fast and it's going to move quickly. And we're going to know maybe by the winter meetings where the Royals are breaking ground on their new stadium. And I talked to multiple sources on this now. So I have a confirm from two different folks about what's going on right now in Kansas City, if you will. And I use the air quotes Kansas City on this one, because from what I've been told, the Royals are in real and advanced discussions with the state of Kansas to potentially build their new stadium in Johnson County.
Now, where would that location be?
Well, there are a couple locations that I'm hearing right now. There's a location right inside the 435 loop around Antioch, is what I've been told, is one location. And then the location that I think a lot of people are very fond of is 119th and Knoll on the old Sprint campus. And there, they already have five parking garages that exist, right? There are five parking garages from the old Sprint campus that basically stand there and do nothing. And I know, because I go to the J and I look out all the time and I see these parking garages, parking garage A, B, C, D, and E. And, you know, the mind works in weird ways. And you see these parking garages out there and nobody utilizes these parking garages and nobody utilizes that land at 119th and Knoll. And I think what the Royals are looking at is that the majority of their season ticket holders are in Johnson County, Kansas. I think it's 55% of their season ticket holders are located in Johnson County. And so they want to go to win.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where their fans are, and that makes the most sense. You have existing bars and restaurants right there across the street, you know, where everybody knows where 119th and all is, and it gives you the land and the opportunity for John Sherman to build sort of a ballpark village out there as well to make it a 365-day-a-year venue, which is what they want to do. I also heard from somebody yesterday that people in the Northland are more in favor of the Johnson County location than they are of the downtown location, because they feel like they can drive, they can park, they can take care of business out there and not have to worry about the downtown stuff. I'm not saying the downtown situation is dead, but this thing is moving very fast to move this thing, the Royals, out to Kansas. Bob, what does that mean for the Chiefs? I know a lot of people want to know what that means for the Chiefs as well. I was told yesterday that the state of Kansas could potentially get two, possibly three, of the facilities that are going to be built. And by the third facility, I mean the practice facility for the Kansas City Chiefs. There are some in the thinking that believe if the practice facility ends up in Wyandotte County, they will build a little Chiefs village out there. Then they will do their new stadium in the state of Missouri. The problem with the state of Missouri right now is Springfield wants money for a minor league ballpark. The University of Missouri wants a bunch of money for their stadium. The Cardinal Stadium is now 20 years old, and they've got an arena with a hockey team that is going to need upgrading as well. You start to wonder where you're going to get all this money from. It's a lot of money to build facilities in any state, let alone, you know, a state of Missouri that really doesn't have a lot of income coming in, a lot of tourism coming in, and dollars being generated. So from what I heard yesterday, it looks like, you know, discussions are deep right now with Johnson County. 119th and Knoll looks like a nice plot of land. Go drive by it. There's not a lot going on out there. And when you have five existing parking garages already, the question of where are we going to park gets absolutely taken out of the equation, because there are already five existing parking garages that aren't being utilized. And I think it's called the Aspira, whatever that campus is now, where Sprint used to be. They're peeling off, man. They're looking to sell. And so that is an opportunity, I think, for the Royals to really cash in and put their stadium in a location that is going to be near the people. Kansas still could get Arrowhead and the practice facility, I'm told. Kind of shaky on that. It may be a little bit too much for all of that, but the wheels are moving really, really fast on this thing, and it looks like the Royals could be in Kansas before the winter meetings take place, if you will, and they announce it before the winter meetings take place. So that's what I'm told. They're in deep discussions with the state of Kansas about a possible location in Johnson County. I was told there are about three locations in Johnson County. I don't know where the third one is, but the two that I've heard are like 119th and Knoll, which you've been loving to live on Knoll for as mm-hmm. long as I've known you. Mm-hmm. So like 10 years now, you've been talking about moving to Knoll. Now may be the right time.
No doubt.
Walk across
before
the street.
Before that property value goes
that's
up.
That's right. You can walk across the street to the stadium.
Heck yeah.
And do that.
That's a cheap Uber ride.
Or just walk. I was thinking about taking a bird scooter.
Now you can get in trouble on those. Well, you can't get pot for those.
That's what somebody told me. I said, I'm not talking about drinking. I'm just making it easy to get to the stadium. Just ride a bird scooter down 119th Street.
Oh yeah.
I'll see you later. I'll walk. I don't care. But or maybe inside 435 around the 95th Antioch, kind of that corridor in there, I guess has been talked about as a potential location. So those are talks that are going on right now. I know there are people who don't want to hear the reality of it, but I tweeted about it last night. Mm-hmm. 52,000 people interacted with that tweet last night about where the stadiums are going to be. So it is a topic in Kansas City. And I'm just the messenger, man. And if you don't want to go because they're in Kansas, then don't. Nobody cares.
Blow it out your ass, Bob.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.